I said, I'm walking in a winter wonderland.
All righty, Bruce, 45 degrees. Let's go.
It is 8:41 at WEOL. We've got Lorraine Winterfest coming up to November 30th and December 1st. To tell us all about it, we have Lolly and Steve Bancic on the line. Good morning. How are you this morning?
Good morning.
Well, there's all sorts of activities planned for this coming Saturday and Sunday. Where should we begin?
Well, let's begin with the fact that we now are called Lorraine Winterfest. We thought it was more appropriate with what we actually do. And we changed our logo, and we are now a Toy Soldier logo instead of the winter snowflake. So we've kind of started off all new this year. We had to relocate some of our activities because we outgrew the spaces we were in. So that means that Winterfest is growing and becoming more popular every year with the residents not only in Lorraine but in the surrounding areas.
I noticed on this map it really spans more than just Broadway. It includes a little bit of the Black River Landing area, 4th Street, 5th Street, West Erie. You've taken over lots of downtown Lorraine.
And we have to thank Spectrum for that. They have donated a lot of spaces to us this year, and we thank them for being a sponsor for us. And we are putting Santaland together with Storyland this year. So we have the combination, and that is being held at 129 4th Street. They will be there on Saturday after the initial events, which we'll go into shortly, from 6 until 9, and they'll also be there Sunday from 4 to 7.
Gee, there's a second party here. Can he speak? Yeah, Steve Bancic. We also have the parade that forms at 4 o'clock on Broadway at 9th Street and continues down Broadway, and we've done a little different this year because the reviewing stand is going to be on Broadway at 4th Street, and the parade is going to head west or left on 4th Street and disband in the area of Veterans Park, right close to the petting zoo that's also going to be there. I might also remind the folks listening that there will be entertainment at Veterans Park at about 5 or 5:15. And at 6 o'clock, of course, will be the fireworks, which I might point out that I've never seen since I've been the chair of this committee.
Where have you been when these fireworks were going off?
Well, I'll tell you what. Last year, we had a problem getting Santa Claus back to Storyland because, as you're well aware, transportation for Santa Claus is on a fire truck. Well, there was a fire last year, and we were stranded, so I had to have Santa move back to Storyland in a police car. It created quite a stir with the youngsters.
Well, yeah, absolutely, but, it has to go and help where it's needed. I understand you also have some of the, possibility of shopping down there, too, with some pop-ups.
Yes, we do. The pop-up shops returned last year, and this year they're going to be even bigger at the annex of the Northwest Bank area.
That address is 453 Broadway.
We've also added the movies, as we've had before, only this year it will be in the lower part of the Spectrum Center at City Center downstairs, where they have, actually, I guess it's their cafeteria. So there'll be the refreshments served down there also with continuous cartoons.
We're talking today with Lolly and Steve Bancic, talking about the Lorraine Winterfest. It's Saturday and Sunday. This Saturday and Sunday. Oh, my goodness. Right?
I can't believe it.
It comes up fast. One thing we should mention, too, is that the Winterfest is sponsored by Lorraine Growth, along with the City of Lorraine and the Port Authority.
How did the two of you decide, I want to do this because you've got such a great lineup of things going on, and, obviously it's a big project.
Yes, it is. And I might tell you there was a little coercion, if you will, when my wife and I got involved in this. We somewhat got locked in a room and were asked to to head this committee, if you will, if locked in a room means something to you? In other words, it was a volunteer, and you better say yes. But seriously speaking, between the two of us, we have done a number of these things because we were quite involved with Lorraine International. You know, I ran the parade for gosh knows how many years. And then I did the Memorial Day parade and so forth. And my wife told me I'm talking too much, so I'm going to let her talk.
Well, I wanted to know if you could tell me just about the parade. What can we expect to see in this parade for Lorraine?
Well, there's going to be a mixture, if you will. And I might point out that at the parade, we did not have the parade for a couple years because we decided to send our resources towards the new lighting because of the new streetscape on Broadway. I got that in also. But there's going to be a couple of painted cars, if you will. One will be the Joker, and I can't remember the other one. I'll do you.
Wonder Woman.
Wonder Woman and the Joker. We hope to have the Wheelers bikers there. Santa Claus, of course, is the mainstay of the parade because he arrives. There's, you know, the new Dominoes will have their mascot there, and a couple others. There's a number of things happening with regard to that. The superheroes, of course, will be there.
And this year we'll have the Clearview High School Band marching with us.
You can't have a parade without a marching band, so well done. That's a good thing for them. Of course, you mentioned the streetscape there, so there's a whole atmosphere that people may not have seen, and the way it's been kind of revitalized, that this is a chance for them to really see it in a glory.
Yes, it is indeed, and I might also add that with the streetscape, we've added some new lighting on Broadway with the new poles. Of course, we could not use the toy soldiers that we've had over the years. However, we have placed them elsewhere along West Erie, Veterans Park, etc. But with the help of a city employee, he helped design some new banners that will be on the poles advertising Winterfest. And we're, of course, keeping the toy soldier on the banners along with the names of people who are sponsoring the banners. My wife's turn.
I just want to mention something that's totally new this year. We are having horse-drawn carriage rides, and those will be Sunday evening. They will leave from Storyland, once again on 4th Street, and give you a little tour of downtown Lorraine. They are free. They start at 4 p.m. and will conclude at 6:30. They are free, but we will accept donations.
One other thing we forgot to mention, if I can, you can interrupt me anytime you want, is that we are also going to have two ice carving sculptures done there, and one will be a photo sculpture, if you will, where afterward you can put your head in the ice sculpture, if you will, and have your pictures taken if you bring your camera.
I'm just visualizing that at the moment, Steve, so let me just think about it. So I'll stick my head in a block of ice and take a picture is what you're telling me, right?
Yeah, I guess that would cool off if someone's a hothead.
Absolutely. Well, you're going to have a lot of fun. There's a lot of activities all over that part. If people want to find out, get the map, figure out the times, and figure out where to park as well, where's a good place to get some good information?
The map's on the
website,
along with a map was in the paper and others, and there'll be people all over the place to help direct. And I can't fail to mention the fact that there will also be a Trees and Trains program down at Black River Landing, as there has been in the past. And the other new addition, if you will, and we call it Trolley Park, which is the park right across from City Hall. It's a name that was given to it a long time ago. And last year, Winterfest purchased a 11-foot Christmas tree that is lit and up there. And even at 11-foot, it looked a little lost. So with the help of the welding class and Mr. Krashenko at the high school, they have built additional land-based sculptures, I guess we could call them that, Christmas trees and presents and snowmen and so forth for us that we put lights on that's going to be added there. In fact, they're going to be doing that this morning at 9 o'clock. But we're not there because we're talking to you.
So Saturday and Sunday, November 30th, December 1st, Lorraine Winterfest. Anything else, Lally, Steve, you want to throw before we wrap it up here?
I think we've pretty much covered it all, except we might mention that Tiffany Tarpley will be the MC. She'll also be in the parade, and she will be the MC at Veterans Park. We have about a 45-minute program before they throw the switch. It turns on the lights that will preempt the fireworks.
The only other thing I would mention is we're having, for the first time since we've been in charge of the Winterfest, is our grand parade marshal this year will be Jim Long from the Rain Growth Association, and we just figured that he deserved that title, if you will, for all that the Growth Association has done for us over the years.
Sounds great. Well, it's going to be a fun weekend and kicks off the holiday season. Invites people to downtown Lorraine Winterfest, Saturday and Sunday, November 30th through December 1st. Lally, Steve, we appreciate your time this morning. Oh, thanks for sharing us.
Thank you very much.
I got just one other point I forgot to mention.
Sure.
Is that the Windjammers band will also be performing over the weekend.
Sounds great. We appreciate your time. Thanks for sharing with us this morning.
Okay, buddy. Take care.
Happy Thanksgiving.